Welcome to Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
The results of the DSC Convention and Expo are seen all over the earth every day. We invest millions in the future of wild things and places. Your right to hunt, fish, and shoot, and for future generations as well. BigGame.org.
That old whippoorwill you heard right there was singing his head off one morning prior to sunrise up at Lake Murray, Oklahoma. Great smallmouth lake. I was going smallmouth fishing and had to pause just a few minutes and listen to him sing, get him on tape before I made that first cast. Hey, welcome back to the Camp House at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. I'm Billy Kender, your host, and you're a welcome guest. We only have one rule around this old camp house, and that is that you come back next week and bring a buddy with you, okay? I want to welcome a brand new audience, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota. My buddy Tom Dockin lives just south of you guys in Minneapolis, St. Paul. He's down there in Northfield at his famous Oak Ridge Kennels. We're glad to have you in the camp house with us at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. Front Door to the Camp House is brought to you by a great product from my trusted friends at Purina. It's called Calming Care. Calming Care is for the over-anxious dog, and it actually works very gently and naturally over time. It's actually a probiotic that calms the overbarker, the overjumper, very safely and gently. If you have an overactive dog, talk to your vet about Calming Care. We're going to go bass fishing on the show today. We're going to take a look at that 2020 Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour, MLF Fisherman, and BBKO Radio Pro Staffer Kelly Jordan is going to break it down for us, lake by lake. Plus, it's a trip to Montana to the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation headquarters. RMEF currently hosting an event in Vegas. They do this every Christmas. It's Cowboy Christmas with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Mark Holyoke is going to talk to us about that. Hey, grab yourself a chair. We saved it just for you. Slide it up here next to the fire and enjoy a little camp house time with us today at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. Here's a Supreme Court case that all of us Second Amendment-loving Americans, responsible gun owners, need to keep an eye on. The National Rifle Association's Institute for Legislative Action says that with this week's Supreme Court hearing on a New York City gun control law, it could ultimately strengthen the ability of law-abiding citizens to exercise their Second Amendment rights by making it harder for governments to impose gun control schemes. And that appears to be just what this was, a scheme. The case centers on New York City's handgun premises license that restricts gun owners from transporting a handgun to a range or other residence outside of the city limits. The NRA's New York affiliate challenged that law, and the Supreme Court took up the case. The city amended its regulation when they heard about this suit in an attempt to moot the case and prevent the high court from even taking a look at it, which basically admits that they passed an unconstitutional law and revoked it as a last-ditch effort to try and stop the court from hearing the case, but they will hear the case. The Supreme Court expected to rule on this case before the end of June 2020. Americans are a lot smarter than politicians give us credit for. We can see through the fake news and we know that bad guys have guns even if good guys don't. We can see a world that's becoming meaner. Crimes once unthinkable becoming common. And that, I think, is why on Black Friday, NICS checks showed the second strongest gun sales on record. That's according to the unadjusted numbers released by the FBI. In all, the Bureau posted 202,465 checks on Black Friday. That's an 11% increase from last year and falls just short of the single-day all-time record of 203,086. That was in 2017. The armed U.S. American citizen is the biggest army on planet Earth. There are those that want to stop that at all costs, and they'll say they're protecting us by taking away our protection. Don't believe them. The Arizona Game and Fish Department is investigating the poaching of a female black bear. It was killed between November 1st and November 8th, just north of Woods Canyon Lake, Game Management Unit 4A, Arizona. killed and dumped off Forest Road 169. All of the meat and the animal went to waste. But at the time the poaching occurred, there were active hunts and hunters scouting for upcoming hunts out in the woods. Other outdoor recreationists in the area. Somebody may have seen or heard or noticed something. If you did, 800-352-0700. Arizona's Operation Game Thief number. And boy, they're serious about whoever's killing these elk in Missouri. A $20,000 reward for information leading to the conviction of the poacher or poachers that shot a female adult elk, left it for dead November 18th on National Park Service property, Carter County, Missouri. According to the MDC, this is the sixth elk killed by poachers over the past several years. And that $20,000 will be rewarded to the first conviction received on any of those elk poaching cases. If you know something, do the right thing. Turn them in. In case you've already forgotten, it's Calming Care. Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. It's a canine probiotic that also very gently over time calms the overbarker, the overjumper, the dog that chews the furniture. And your vet can tell you more about it.
Good morning, everybody. This is the Pig Man, and we're about to shoot some swine. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about shooting some pigs with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
This is Jim Shockey.
I'm Craig Boddington.
This is Jim Zumbo.
Join me, Mr. Whitetail, Larry Weissen, at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. I look forward to shaking your hand there this January.
With a who's who lineup on stage to answer your questions, surrounded by more than 1,800 exhibits featuring outdoor apparel and gear, artwork, jewelers, custom guns and knives, the finest licensed guides and DSC-approved outfitters from around the globe, free seminars, and world-class banquets with celebrity guests and speakers, DSC's Convention and Expo, January 9th through the 12th, is a must-see for outdoors men and women. The whole family will love the incredible taxidermy displays, and the auctions are the biggest and best, built specifically for the outdoors enthusiast. The best part, your ticket cost, the auction bid, the money spent at DSC's Convention and Expo will be spent wisely on conservation matters at home and around the globe. Please come to DSC's Convention and Expo at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas, January 9th through the 12th. Learn more at biggame.org.
At Berkley, our mission is simple, to help anglers catch more fish. With Berkley Power Bait, fish hold on 18 times longer, allowing you to set the hook and catch more fish. No matter the season, no matter the technique, we've got you covered. Whether it be your trusted Power Bait baits, including the Power Worm, Pit Boss, or Bottom Hopper, or Berkley's latest innovations like Jordan Lee's The Champ Craw, and our strong lineup of Berkley hard baits, including everything from topwater baits to deep diving crankbaits. We've got it. Come shop the large assortment of Berkley products at Southwestern Parts and Service for all your Berkley fishing needs. Berkley Fishing. Catch more fish. And when you visit Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas, bring your old gear with you. Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas is the largest reel repair center in the nation for Abu Garcia and has one of the largest reel parts inventory in the world. That's right. Grandpa's gear can work again. Southwestern Parts and Berkley. Catch more fish.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line five times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds, when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number two hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
It is the dream of the animal rights fanatics to suppress your most natural connection to the earth. to sell you a life filled with urban fascinations. To ignore that death is life's unwavering partner. Together, creating a relationship between predator and prey that makes it possible for us all to survive. To the hunter, this world's most honest steward, these fantasies are the poisonous, perverted manipulations of social misfits who would take this planet hostage. They should startle you and awaken you to trust the hunter in your blood.
Glad you're back. We still have some big fish to fry here at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
A helicopter flies over African bush with the DSC logo on it. When poachers are busted, they can clearly see who caught them. We are the DSC. We are at biggame.org.
Hey, the Michigan Department of Natural Resources is doing something pretty cool. They're going to see how many toys they can fit in the back of a Department of Natural Resources Conservation Officers patrol truck. The officers that patrol the Southeast Michigan area are going to find out this coming Friday, December 13th, when the DNR partners with the Belle Isle Conservancy and Detroit Police Department to host the department's inaugural Stuff a Truck event. 5 until 8 p.m. if you're in the area and you can help out. Drop by the Bell Island Holiday Stroll at Detroit Island Park. Officers will be there set up in a casino parking lot collecting new unwrapped toys for needy kids around the Detroit area. That's this coming Friday, 5 until 8 p.m. Go fill the back end of that conservation officer's truck up, would you? Fortiflora, that is America's number one canine probiotic. Fortiflora. For those times when our dogs suffer from GI upset, anything can cause it. A change in water, change in routine, and they get into the trash, eat something they shouldn't. Workouts with our bird dogs, strenuous hunts. When GI upset occurs, Fortiflora fixes that, and Chewy.com can deliver it right to your door. My friend Carl Gunzer, BBKO Radio Pro Staffer, works for the good folks at Purina Pro Plan and knows what he's doing with a whistle in his mouth and a docking dummy in his hand. He's trained 2 national champion retrievers, and he's back to talk with us a little bit today. I'm glad you're here. Good to have you, Carl, and happy holidays to you.
Thanks, Billy. How are you?
I'm good. You know, it's fall. It's a beautiful time of year. Guys all over the country are out running their bird dogs, whether they be hunting upland birds or chasing waterfowl. It's an active time of year, but some people are having trouble finding the ducks, finding the waterfowl. And I want to talk about that with you today. And that situation where you've got maybe a young dog out in the blind with you, but no ducks, that can present some problems, can it?
Yeah, it sure can. Let's hope that doesn't happen too often in a young dog's career, because it's really hard to get them the training and the reps that they need to kind of grow. But, you know, there's a few ways that you can kind of help help still train the dog. How about that?
So, yeah.
The one thing I always tell people is that if possible, the first few times that you're hunting with a young dog, maybe have your friend do more of the shooting, or your partners do more of the shooting and hunting, and you do more of the, dog work and dog watching. You know, I think it's really important for a young retriever to learn to be steady from the beginning. You know, if you let them break and run amok, you know, in their first few outings, it gets a lot harder to fix. You know, if you kind of keep your same rules that you have in training and preparing them for the field enforced on their first few, you know, experiences, then, you know, it really helps you for the long term. You're not fixing a problem that you created.
Exactly. And in those situations where the other guy is shooting, and you're handling your dog, if those ducks just don't come in, is it a good idea to chunk a decoy now and then, to quit early? What should we do?
Yeah. So, I probably wouldn't get in the habit of throwing decoys for a dog to retrieve, just because that can create another habit that you're working to try and fix. But bringing a bumper or a little dock and dummy in your blind bag can really help get some training out in the field in a real situation that you can't mimic. So one of the hard things to teach a young dog is to look up. You know, when they're first starting hunting, they need to learn that, you know, the ducks come from the sky. When we're training, typically we've got, you know, somebody out in the field throwing a bird and the dog's retrieving it. The dogs learn to cue in on people out there doing things, where you really need the dog to look up. So one thing that I always do is, if you're in a blind, I would have your partner go outside of the blind and throw kind of a bumper up over your head. You know, you can pick up your gun and just shoulder it, or you can shoot up in the air in the direction of your bumper, or, you know, like a dock and dummy type thing, and get that dog used to looking up. When you point the gun up in the sky, that there's something up there that the dog should look for. So, and it's really nice to create that in a training scenario, you know, maybe easier than it is when you're shooting real ducks. You know, if you've got enough ducks coming in, the dogs will figure it out. But it could be something that I think on a slow day might be a great way to sort of practice, you know, for the real deal. And, of course, you can do it out of a blind, out of a boat, all that. Again, things that are hard to recreate in a training situation, but
yeah,
very real in the field. Yep.
Yep. You can take that. You can take that that opportunity and or make that maybe bad situation into an opportunity, a training opportunity, when you don't have any ducks coming in. Do you always like to end it on a positive note? Is that important? That or does it matter?
So I think generally the hunting experience for these young dogs is so much kind of fun and maybe overstimulation. I think generally they have a great time. And I think it's a little different than your bird dogs. You know, if you've got a young bird dog and they're out there running and questing for, you know, a half an hour and not finding any birds, it can get pretty frustrating, or maybe they lose interest, you know. But with a retriever, if they're out there and they're getting a few retrieves, they're getting used to the sights and sounds and smells of a duck blind or a boat or, you know, a duck call, all those things. I kind of think sometimes maybe those slower hunts in the early season might actually be better or more productive for a young dog than one of those limit out kind of days where the dog's getting so many retrieves and stimulation, they kind of go, you know, it's like a kid at Christmas, you know what I mean? As opposed to just getting a little rewarding. So I think you definitely want to get some work in. You want the dog to run around to learn something. But I think the things I'm more careful about that kind of early impressions is, one, that the dog gets to do something, so they're not sitting there for hours, maybe whining or falling asleep. So he gets some fun. Number two, he's not too cold or too hot. You know, it can be frustrating. If it was an early season dove hunt and you're out there and it was 100 degrees and your dog was hot and on the edge of heat stroke and you're not shooting birds, or likewise, it's a cold winter, it's icy and cold and it's his first experience and he's out there and freezing, you know, those are kind of some of the negatives I'd like to avoid. So, you know, if it's cold, you know, you may want to quit a little earlier or warm them up after the hunt, or, you know, have them wear a vest. But try and make the experience as enjoyable as possible is always my theory.
Yeah, there you go.
The initial hunts.
And no matter what, good day, bad day, lots of ducks, no ducks, feed him that good pro plan performance formula when you get back home.
Of course, of course.
Thanks, Carl. Carl Gunzer, one of our BBKO Radio Pros, pro dog trainer with Purina Pro Plan. They are having a big time in Utah today at the annual Elk Festival, celebrating the start of another elk viewing season. Staff at the Hardware Ranch Wildlife Management Area holding the annual Elk Festival today. How does this sound to you? A snow-covered, horse-drawn sleigh ride right through the middle of hundreds of wild elk. What a sight to see. $5 for those 9 years of age and older, I'd pay more than that. $3 for 4 to 8 year olds. And all the festival activities are free. That hardware ranch located 16 miles east of Hiram, Utah. And that festival is today. I love all of these fall and early winter festivals that happen every year. Usually something pretty good to eat at those things, too. Meps Lure Company, M-E-P-P-S. They have been around forever. Everyone has fished with a Meps. I thought it might be pretty cool to hear the history of the company. And we're going to catch up with Mike Sheldon. He's the head guy there at Meps when I come back from the coffee pot.
Hi, this is Jim Zumbo, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Let's talk about that sweaty backside. You've got it or know someone who does. Do yourself, that friend or relative a favor this Christmas and give them a pair of Swamp Bud underwear. Swamp Bud underwear evaporates sweat faster than any other. And now, through December 31st, 2019, all camouflage Swamp Bud underwear is 30% off regular price. It's only available from the website swampbud.com. Swamp Bud underwear is made here in the U.S. for hot people like you.
I've relied completely on Buffalo wool socks and gloves for about a decade now, and that's not about to change. When I first discovered Ron and Teresa Miskin's Buffalo Wool Company, it literally changed my hunting, fishing, and cold weather tolerance. Last year, after a South Dakota freeze that had hunters in our group dropping like flies before the hunt was over, I had no issues and was able to completely enjoy the hunt start to finish. When I shared my Buffalo Wool secret with them later, they were instantly convinced. Buffalo wool in harsh conditions had outperformed all of the other gloves and socks on that trip. They're even warmer than wool, and I feel the buffalo wool difference immediately after putting them on. All Buffalo wool products are 100% money-back guaranteed, but you'll keep them. The Buffalo Wool Company is now selling bed covers that will keep you toasty, even on the coldest night. Check out the website and learn the secret of the buffalo. It's thebuffalowoolco.com. That's thebuffalowoolco.com. Fish the winter and hunt longer with buffalo wool. At Marksman Firearms, we're as fired up about hunting season as you are. We've got everything you need from guns and ammo to accessories and specialized gear. Visit any of our Marksman stores, Granbury, Mansfield, Killeen, or Wichita Falls. And for more info, go to MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman. If you need guns, ammo, accessories, or quality gunsmithing, the only place to go is Marksman Firearms.
From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh-caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon. Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Casseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Casseria.
The Duck Lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at JJ Casseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Casseria. Can see me in Argentina.
This old camp house has lots of room. Come on in. This is the Dallas Safari Club's Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Heritage is the name of the 2020 DSC Convention and Expo with endless aisles of outdoor gear and opportunities. Come join the family fun January 9 through 12. BigGame.org.
So what do you do in Chicago in the dead of winter when, man, the wind and lake effect snow has just got you beat down? You go fishing. Or at least you go think about it, talk about it with like-minded folks. It's the Sport Fishing Spectacular coming back to Schaumburg, Illinois, January 23 through the 26th. It's Chicagoland's most complete fishing event, they tell me. And whether you're looking to improve your fishing knowledge through seminars with top-notch local and national fishing pros, or catch up with all your fishing buddies, buy the newest gear, book the trip of a lifetime, buy that new boat. It's all going to be available at the Schaumburg Show. More than 100 travel-related exhibitors there, including guides, lodges, resorts, most of the major fishing tackle manufacturers, a big selection of boats. Learn about them, touch them, climb on them, buy them. You can do that at the Sport Fishing Spectacular in Schaumburg, January 23rd through the 26th. Evidently, they're going to cover just about every fishing technique, from fly fishing to conventional, right there in the dead of winter in one of the coldest places anywhere on the planet. You know, another place that gets really cold this time of year is Antigo, Wisconsin. But that's where we're headed right now because I've got Mike Sheldon on that Big Billy Kinder Outdoors Trot Line. Mike is the president of MEPS Lure Company, M-E-P-P-S. Everybody has fished with a MEPS. Hey, Mike, welcome to the show. Good to have you in the camp house with us.
Well, thank you, Billy.
Hey, I tell you what, I love not only hunting and fishing in the outdoors, but the history of a lot of our companies is so interesting, and especially in the fishing industry, because there are some legendary names like MEPS, for example, that just have a really cool story behind them. And when I said MEPS, I'm sure a lot of ears perked up, from trout fishermen, bass fishermen, pond fishermen, saltwater fishermen. Everybody has fished a MEPS before. They're a very versatile bait that you guys have been producing for a long, long time, aren't they?
They are, and it's an easy lure to fish with also.
Yeah, just chunk it and wind it back. It's very simple. I can remember some of my very fondest childhood memories at Jones Pond. We called it Jones Pond, and I was throwing that MEPS out there and bringing it back. For folks that don't know, tell us a little bit about the history of MEPS and how MEPS came about.
Well, after World War II, when soldiers started coming home from Europe, quite often they had been exposed to products in Europe that we didn't have here. And guys that were fishermen found Mitchell reels and MEPS spinners in France. So when they returned from France, quite a few of them brought those products back with them. And that's really how we, the American fishermen, were introduced to those product lines.
Yeah, and that spinner that came back from World War II, boy, did it ever take hold. It caught on here in the U.S. And any idea how many of these things you guys have sold over the years, Mike?
Oh, wow. I don't know, but it's been millions and millions. we always say world's number one lure, because there have been nep spinners sold all over the world, not just the United States and Canada.
Yeah, exactly. And you guys have discovered through the years, through trial and error, that squirrel tails actually make up the hairs on the tail of your MEPS spinners, on the back end of your spinners. And you've been, I guess, through everything. I read where you've tried bear hair, fox, coyote, badger, skunk, deer, Angus cows, everything in the world. It's squirrel hair from the tail that actually does the trick for you guys. Why?
Well, first off, my dad was given a couple of MEP spinners by a soldier returning from France, and he really wasn't impressed with them and didn't use them for a couple of years. Then when he started to use them, he found out how effective they were. And we have a river here locally that's quite well known as a trout fishery, the Wolf River. And my dad had been out fishing on the Wolf River and caught a limited trout, very nice trout. And when he got back to his car, there was a young guy also coming in from fishing, and my dad wanted to show off his catch, so he showed this kid his catch, and then the young fella showed my dad what he had caught, and all of his fish were bigger than my dad's. And my dad asked him, "What did you catch those on?" And the young guy had taken a MEP spinner and tied squirrel tail onto the hook. So that started a whole new series of lures for MEP spinners at that point.
Wow. And squirrel tail, I guess, you know, you guys are going to dye and color as you wish, but it's the fiber itself that that just holds up so well and does the trick on a MEP spinner, right?
Right. And what we found over the years is all of the other various types of hair and fur have a lot of guard hair underneath, and or a lot of fur underneath the guard hairs, and it makes it kind of thick and matted, and it just doesn't have the action that the squirrel hair has. So it really works by far the best.
And you guys, to this day, you still purchase from squirrel hunters, you still purchase those tails, right?
We do, and it gets harder all the time to get tails. There are less small game hunters than there used to be, and I suppose the value of the tails and the quantities that people take nowadays just don't amount to enough to really interest them in selling them, but we need them.
Yeah, and you pay up to 26 cents a piece, I read, depending upon the quality and the quantity of these
right.
Tails. And we'll have contact info on our website for folks that want to sell their squirrel tails to the folks at Mets.
Good. That sounds great.
You guys are carrying on the great tradition. I know the first time I ever fished the White River, and I've done it many, many times since then, I took a spinning rod with me, Mike, and that's been 20-some-odd years ago. And I said, "What do you guys catch a trout on up here?" And they said, "Meps. Grab some Meps."
You know, you mentioned that, and just right outside of my office here, we have a replica of a 38-pound brown trout that was caught on a MEP spinner in the White River just about 2 years ago, I think it was.
Was that a MEP spinner? I did that story on the air when that guy caught that huge trout from the bank there, from the shore. And
right.
I didn't realize he was throwing a MEP. That's pretty cool.
It was. Very impressive fish.
I guess so. Yeah, Mike, when you have a little time and you get to take your MEPs out and do a little casting, where do you like to go? Where do you enjoy fishing?
Well, I grew up as a trout fisherman, so I just fish some of the local streams. And, you know, trout aren't the largest fish you can catch, but I just like that climbing around in the rocks and the water and the change of scenery as you go along and the hope of pulling a trout out from underneath the log.
Yeah, and like I always say, trout don't live in ugly places, Mike. So if you're a trout fisherman, that's something special for sure. Mike Sheldon, congratulations on many years of success with the MEPS company founded by your dad, and you guys are carrying on that tradition. Thank you so much for the time for talking with us today.
Well, thank you. Have a Merry Christmas.
Thanks so much, Mike. Mike Sheldon, the president of the MEPS company. That little MEPS spinner has caught a ton of fish, and just every single species from bluegill to trout to crappie to bass to walleye in its life, and more. Hey, I want to invite my Texas friends or those of you that are going to be in Texas on business or visiting in March of 2020 to come out and shoot with me. It's the 4th annual Pool for Kids Clay Shoot benefiting CASA of Tarrant County, Texas. That's Fort Worth. Those court-appointed volunteers speak up for abused and neglected children in court. And man, I tell you, they could sure use the help. Come on out, have fun shooting around the sporting clays. Alpine Shooting Range just south of Fort Worth. I have more info at bbkoradio.com.
Take your boss hunting. It helps with all those Friday sick days. No charge for the advice. I'm Woody of Woody's Fairly Reliable Guide Service, and Big Billy Kinder's Outdoors will be back in two rattles.
For years, the Abu Garcia and Fenwick names have been legendary among fishermen all over the world. With a strong history in craftsmanship, technology, and durability, the Abu Garcia and Fenwick fishing brands continue to meet the specialized needs of avid anglers of any skill level. Are you looking for your next new rod and reel? Take a look at the unmatched quality and durability of Abu Garcia's Revo lineup or C3 series reels. Or the new Fenwick World Class and Techna PX rods, utilizing 3M PowerLux Composites technology to maximize strength, durability, and sensitivity. Visit Southwestern Parts and Service to check out the newest products from the Abu Garcia and Fenwick brands. And remember, at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas, we're the largest reel repair center in the nation for Abu Garcia, and also have one of the largest reel parts inventories in the world. Three legends: Abu Garcia, Fenwick, and Southwestern Parts.
The Vineyards Campground and Cabins has time and again been recognized nationally as a safe, clean, fun, and, well, perfect family destination. With all new full hookup 50-amp pedestals, pull-through sites, lightning-fast Wi-Fi and cable TV at every site, the Vineyards Campground in Grapevine, Texas will become a regular travel stop for you. Bring the whole family and enjoy our beautiful group pavilion, private swim beach and boat ramp, stand-up paddle boards, well-stocked camp store, and the friendliest staff that you'll find as you travel in your RV or bus. We're located on the shore of beautiful Grapevine Lake, and you'd never guess that we're right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth. Just outside the gated entry at the Vineyards, enjoy the charm of Main Street with exclusive shopping and delicious dining. Don't have an RV? No worries! Come stay at the Vineyards' fully furnished cabins. We can't wait to see you, so make your reservation now at vineyardscampground.com. See you soon!
Walleye and smallmouth bass are two entirely different critters. Walleye are a delicate, flaky delight on your plate. Smallmouth intend to shred the gears in your fishing reel. You can enjoy a snack while slowly drifting along beautiful Lake Oahe, South Dakota, in search of delicious walleye. The smallmouth is a different story, as multiple 3 to 5 pounders are pursuing your lure with intent to destroy at all times. At Spring Creek Resort and Deepwater Marina, north of Pierce, South Dakota, we know where the fine neighborhoods are that house the distinguished walleye. We also know our way around the rough neighborhoods of Oahe's smallmouth district. Come fish with us. We'll put you up in our lakeside cabins and feed you like royalty in a Spring Creek Resort restaurant and bar. Step out of your car and into Spring Creek hospitality. The toughest decisions that you'll have are walleyes or smallies. And do I really have to go back home? SpringCreekSD.com, home to the 2018 Bassmaster Elite Series. When it's time to consider a taxidermist, look carefully at the choices. The skill level of the artist that you choose will be a visible reminder of your decision from now on. Let me recommend my taxidermist, Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Roy does work for people from across North America and beyond. They insist on True Life Taxidermy in Granbury because of the incredible ability that Roy and his team have in bringing your memory to life. Realistic detail, painstaking precision on your birds, fish, and wild game. With a 10,000-foot studio filled with award-winning artists and nearly 3 decades of full-time taxidermy work himself, Roy and True Life Granbury can customize your trophy in a unique and high-quality style. Please view his online portfolio at truelifetaxidermy.org. And I think you'll see why True Life Taxidermy in Granbury has been my taxidermist for the past 25 years. Wild game processing available also. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org.
Hop in the truck. Half the fun is just getting there. Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Safari may be deep in the African bush, or maybe a trip with the grandkids to a neighborhood pond. No matter where you safari, we fight for you at the DSC. BigGame.org.
Major League Fishing, the format that has taken the bass fishing world by storm, has put out their schedule for 2020, and I have my buddy, BBKO Radio Pro Staffer, one of our bass fishing pros, and Major League Fishing bass pro, Kelly Jordan, with us on the show today. KJ, we're going to be breaking down these lakes on the show today, but hey, man, it's deer season. I've got to get caught up with my deer hunting buddy here. What have you been up to? What's been going on?
Well, I have not been able to deer hunt that much. I've been really, really busy this fall, but I have had a couple sits. And I have a disappointing story. I had a target buck I've been after. I had him on trail cam, and the first time I hunted him, I was bow hunting in bow season, and he came in, and I couldn't believe my luck. He came by, and I saw him coming, and I drew my bow back when he was about 25 yards heading in. And I don't know what happened. He heard something. I didn't hear anything, but when the cams broke over, I guess there was a noise. It might have been my elbow cracking that's been happening when I've been drawing my bow. And he jumped and ran off about 30 yards and looked around. I held my draw for about 2 or 3 minutes till I couldn't take it anymore. And he almost kind of started to come back through the trail, and he never did. So that's the last time I've seen him, and that was in October.
Oh, I'm kind of sorry that I asked now. That's a heartbreaker.
Yeah, so I don't know if I'm hunting in East Texas in the big pine thickets, even with about a 10-mile-an-hour wind. The wind is up top above you, down in the below the canopy, which is where I hunt. It's very tough hunting. It is, you can hear a pin drop almost all the time, and I guess that's what makes hunting in East Texas a big challenge to bow hunt. I'm still scratching my head. It was a tragedy. I still haven't gotten over it.
That's tough. How do you age this deer? How old do you think he is?
I have pictures of him for 3 years, and 3 years, and so 2 years ago, so that was 2 years ago I had pictures, last year I had pictures, and this year I have pictures. So 2 years ago he was a three-year-old, nice eight-pointer, and he's five. He might even be six.
Yeah.
Good, solid deer, really heavy. All the rain this year, some of the deer are really, really heavy. I don't feed protein or anything like that. It's just straight up natural East Texas piney woods, and it's a heck of a buck, and crying shame, but I'm hoping I can get him patterned this fall. Maybe when all the acorns are gone, he'll get regular again.
Yep, there you go. Well, and if not, maybe he'll be able to dodge the neighbors till next year. Man.
Well, he's dodged them. He's dodged them for 3 years or 2 years of cameras on him. So he's pretty cagey. So I found that out firsthand.
Yep, that's right. Well, eventually fishing season, I don't know that it ever ends, but the Bass Pro Tour is going to roll around again for Major League Fishing. And I want to take a look at some of those lakes or all of those lakes very quickly with you and just get your impression of each one. It's all going to start February 7th on Lake Eufaula, Eufaula, Alabama. Tell me about Eufaula.
Well, Eufaula, Alabama is a fantastic lake. It's actually a huge lake. If you're not familiar with it, it's not Eufaula, Oklahoma. It's Eufaula, Alabama. It's kind of on the Georgia-Alabama line, kind of on the southern part of both of those states on the border there. It has a long history of some great fishing. And the thing it has now that most people don't really hear about much, it has hydrilla. And the hydrilla has really come on. The grass has really come on in the last 3 or 4 or 5 years. So I think it's one of those sleeper lakes, and I think when we go there, it's going to open a lot of people's eyes. I expect the fishing to be phenomenal, and I also think there'll probably be some really, really big fish caught. I wouldn't be surprised if some 10-pounders are caught.
Primary species, largemouth bass.
Absolutely. There's not any smallmouth in there that I know of. Being in Georgia and Alabama, I'm sure there are some spotted bass, but I don't expect them to play much at all. I mean, it holds some records from years ago in tournaments, like I think there was a 15 fish stringer that weighed 100 pounds or something like that back in the day.
Wow. Wow.
I mean,
yeah.
Used to just be full of 8-pounders. And I don't know, they used to have a lot of grass. I think they killed all the grass, but grass carp in there years ago, and it still was a really good lake. It just never was the lake it used to be. It's a historic, awesome southern powerhouse fishery that has just kind of been disappeared. And I think the grass is coming back finally. And they're leaving it alone or for some reason. And I think it's one of those lakes that is going to be a pleasant surprise. I know anytime you get to fish hydrilla, which there's not a lot of it anymore in a lot of places where they used to have it, I get excited. And grass and lakes, that is the magic ingredient to growing big fish. You can look anywhere in the country. Any lake that has grass in it or has a pretty good portion of vegetation, pretty much a powerhouse in fishing, and more than likely kicks out a lot of big fish as well. So look for a Eufaula to open some people's eyes.
And speaking of open eyes, every time you guys go to Okeechobee, our eyes are open again. We know what to expect, but when it happens, our mouth flies open and our eyes fly open. Okeechobee, February 21 through 26, that's prime time, brother.
Yes, Okeechobee is, it's a fantastic, historic, fabled fishery. It's, probably the farthest south, warmest year-round bass fishing lake in the country. It has lots of big fish. You have the Florida weather. You have, that's where Florida bass are from. It's got big fish behind every blade of grass, seems like. And they can move around and be kind of picky or be hard to find, but somebody always finds them, and when they do, it is lights out, like you said.
Boom. And then another big bolt of thunder coming to the next tournament, Stage 3, March 13 through 18, Lake Fork. Do you know anything about Lake Fork in Emory, Texas, Kelly Jordan?
I heard about it one time. Lake Fork is my home lake. I moved to the Lake Fork area in 1995, and I started guiding there, and I guided there full time for 7 or 8 years, and I live in the Tyler area now. So I'm about 45-50 minutes away from Lake Fork now, but it is, it has the state record bass, the largest bass ever caught in the state of Texas. It also has, 30 to 40 somewhere in there. I don't know the exact number of the top 50 largest bass ever caught in the state of Texas. It also has every bass caught in the state of Texas that was over 17 pounds, and I think there's five of them. 517 pluses topped by the state record 18-pounder, all out of Lake Fork. You never know when that next cast might be the fish of a lifetime, and we get to go there in March.
One of the coolest tournaments on the schedule is a repeat, and I loved it when you guys went there before. Stage 4, headed for Raleigh, North Carolina, going to fish the trio of lakes, Jordan Falls and Sharon Harris again. If I'm not mistaken, that's where you jumped your boat over a beaver dam and just waylaid them one day for 80-plus pounds.
Yeah, everybody said the Jordan Lake, it fit me like a T. I did. I set the one-day catch record that held until event on Table Rock later in the year. I had, 24 bass, I think, for 82 pounds. And it was, and here's the kicker. I lost 7 or 8 fish over 5 pounds too. There were so many big ones in there, and the way the cover was set up, some of them were going to come off, and they did. But it was one of those days of fishing I'll never forget. And this was the joke going around. We think the bass in those lakes out there must be 3-pounders when they're born, because there was nobody caught any little ones. It's like, man, and I haven't, very few places have fish as healthy as those fish. Everyone was an absolute football. And what a great place to fish. Beautiful part of the country. And it's a place we haven't been very much. It was my first time there this last season, and next year will be the second time. So it's still new for everybody. And what a great place to go. And like I said, it's beautiful. I expect fireworks to go off again this time.
You betcha, Kelly. I'm going to have to ask you to hang on, grab a cup of coffee, and we'll come back and finish up the 2020 Bass Pro Tour a little bit later on.
Sometimes our office is a bass boat. Tough job, but somebody's got to do it. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
The results of the DSC Convention and Expo are seen all over the earth every day. We invest millions in the future of wild things and places. Your right to hunt, fish, and shoot, and for future generations as well. BigGame.org.
When Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula first came to be, I, along with many other bird dog raisers, trainers, and trialers, discovered that, hey, this is the very best stuff for my dog. And we started feeding it decades ago, and we haven't wavered in that. It's still the best. Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula for your hard-working bird dogs. It's at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, and Kansas. Somebody down in Florida at one of my favorite places, Camp Mack, right there on Lake Kissimmee, Florida. Somebody is going to drag home a brand new Phoenix bass boat today simply by registering for Florida's Trophy Catch program. I registered. It's a smart thing to do every year. It's a free entry. And everyone that enters goes into the drawing for this Phoenix bass boat that they're giving away at Bobby Lane's tournament today. Bobby hosts an annual high school cup, and, man, kids come from all over the South to fish in this thing. What a boat they're giving away, too. It's a Phoenix Pro 819, powered by a 200-horsepower Merc, motor guide, trolling motor, Lowrance Electronics, and power poles. Done deal. I mean, back it up to the lake and go fishing. They've drawn 5 semifinalists out of all of the thousands of entries that entered Florida's Trophy Catch program. One of those 5 will be a happy boat owner tonight. This is historic. On November 27th, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf, the Democratic co-chair of the Governor's Sportsman's Caucus, signed into law S-147 in his state, marking the most significant progress ever realized in the effort to overturn the state's more than 3 centuries old prohibition on Sunday hunting for game species. S-147 authorizes 1 day of Sunday hunting during the archery deer season, 1 day during the firearms deer season, and 1 day to be left to the discretion of the Pennsylvania Game Commission. Interesting, prior to this bill being signed into law, only foxes, crows, and coyotes could be hunted on Sundays in Pennsylvania. Before the break, Kelly Jordan from Major League Fishing and I started breaking down the 2020 Bass Pro Tour schedule, and we'll continue and wrap that up a little later on this hour, but there have been a couple of changes in the field of anglers for 2020. 2 are leaving the tour, 2 are joining the tour. Brand new to the Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour in 2020 will be David Dudley, 2019 FLW Angler of the Year, and 2019 Forest Wood Cup winner Brian Thrift. Gerald Swindle and Brandon Polinick will not return to Major League Fishing in 2020. Dudley has earned just over $4 million in his 25-year pro bass fishing career, and he's the only angler in FLW history to win 4 Angler of the Year trophies. Brian Thrift, well, he comes to the Bass Pro Tour after what some consider to be the best 5 consecutive years that a pro bass angler has ever put together. In 2019, he filled out his already impressive trophy case with the one piece of hardware that he was missing, the Forest Wood Cup. And that win back in August brought Brian's tour-level career win totals to 12. 68 top 10s, that's the most in FLW history, and pushed him over the $3 million earnings mark. Hey, if you have a dog that has an intolerance to grain in their feed, or maybe an itchy coat, possibly your dog is getting older and could benefit from added glucosamine in their diet for joint health. No matter the age, the lifestyle, or the physical condition, there's a Purina Pro Plan formula that's built specifically for your dog. Check out the Pro Plan formulas at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. I mentioned on last week's show that the state of Texas now has their lifetime license drawing entry period open. $5 per entry, and you can enter as many times as you'd like to try and win a lifetime hunting and fishing license in the state of Texas. West Virginia does something similar, and I really like the way they do it. When West Virginians purchase their 2020 hunting and fishing license or junior sportsman's license, they're automatically entered to win a free lifetime license or a vacation getaway at a West Virginia state park. Historically, hunting and fishing licenses haven't been available until later in the year, but sales started early this year in time for holiday gift purchases and early renewals in the state of West Virginia. Winners will be announced in January. It's not a knockdown dragout, but it was pretty cool when Wyoming wildlife biologists caught a couple of bull moose pushing each other around. We've got the video linked up for you at bbkoradio.com. Here's another cool story coming out of Wyoming. More women are hunting and fishing in Wyoming. It's a growing trend across the U.S., and it's good to see. More women are hunting and fishing in Wyoming, according to a recent Wyoming Game and Fish Department licensed trend data report. Over the last 10 years, women's participation in hunting up 30.5%, fishing up 14.4%. The bad news? Men's participating in the hunting and fishing sports in Wyoming has declined slightly. Hey, when we come back from the coffee pot, we're headed for Vegas to talk to the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation folks about their big outdoor festival and cowboy Christmas.
This is Wayne LaPierre, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it. With Big Billy Kinder, Outdoors.
This is Jim Shockey.
I'm Craig Boddington.
This is Jim Zumbo.
Join me, Mr. Whitetail, Larry Weissin, at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. I look forward to shaking your hand there this January.
With a who's who lineup on stage to answer your questions, surrounded by more than 1,800 exhibits featuring outdoor apparel and gear, artwork, jewelers, custom guns and knives, the finest licensed guides and DSC-approved outfitters from around the globe, free seminars, and world-class banquets with celebrity guests and speakers, DSC's Convention and Expo, January 9th through the 12th, is a must-see for outdoors men and women. The whole family will love the incredible taxidermy displays, and the auctions are the biggest and best, built specifically for the outdoors enthusiast. The best part, your ticket cost, the auction bid, the money spent at DSC's Convention and Expo will be spent wisely on conservation matters at home and around the globe. Please come to DSC's Convention and Expo at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas, January 9th through the 12th. Learn more at biggame.org.
Want to know how to knock the socks off the bass fishermen in your family this Christmas? How to guaranteed, surefire, absolutely, without a doubt, make them stop in their Christmas morning Santa jammies and forget to breathe for a minute. Hand them a G. Loomis rod from Southwestern Parts in Dallas. Lucky Mr. Bassman will know that you truly want him to feel every bite, no matter how light, on his next trip to the lake. He'll proudly tell all of his buddies that his G. Loomis rods are made in America, and that G. Loomis rods set the standard for the industry. Your G. Loomis gift to Mr. Bassman is made from proprietary resins and composites, ensuring that each rod can handle the stress of landing big fish. The highest quality line guides, reel seats, and handles. Cork handles filled and treated using a proprietary process. Mr. Bassman will feel the bite, win the fight, then pose for the camera with his personal best.
Woohoo!
And his G. Loomis rod. From Southwestern Parts in Dallas, with the largest real parts inventory in the world.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
After spending a few days at Joshua Creek Ranch, I describe it as a sportsman's nirvana.
We love creating a unique experience for each of our guests.
You know, the interests can vary here from wing shooting to deer hunting to fly fishing to river kayaking. So we have a great variety of guests, and we like for them to enjoy everything we have to offer.
As I enjoyed the birth of a new day over the rolling hill country ranch that is Joshua Creek, I was amazed at the wildlife, quail, pheasants, native white-tailed deer, trophy class axis deer.
We've worked hard on the habitat, planted improved grasses, really with the help of some wildlife biologists, studied what would make the best habitat to keep our game here.
Mm-hmm. We can hunt easily 6, 7, 8 groups. And we don't try to do it on 40 acres. I mean, these people get to walk. They get to see some country.
Joe and Ann Kirchival invite you to enjoy this free-range ranch just northwest of San Antonio. Visit joshuacreek.com.
I'm looking at a 12 with a 10-inch drop tine. Y'all go on inside. The whole Dallas Safari Club bunch is in there with Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
The Dallas Safari Club meets monthly at chapters across the U.S. If you'd like to attend or start a chapter in your neighborhood, visit biggame.org.
Hey, the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo is coming up. Heritage is the name of it. January 9 through 12. Make your plans. Join us in Dallas at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center, downtown Dallas, and just have the time of your life. And you need more than a day. We say this all the time, but you're going to need a couple of days to see it all. It is one of the biggest sportsmen's expos on planet Earth. And they're known for their auctions, silent auctions. Their live auctions are just over the top fabulous, and they have opened up the live auctions online now. So you can't make it to Dallas, or you want to get a bid in early, now's the time to do that. You can bid on these fabulous hunting and fishing excursions, outdoor gear, incredible stuff that you'll find really only, a lot of it only, with the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo auctions. Those auctions are online and open for bidding now. And you can visit us at bbkoradio.com and find the link there. Good luck. Win big. Take me with you. Well, let's jump on that Big Billy Kender Outdoors trot line again. And this time we're headed for Missoula, Montana, and Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation headquarters. My friend Mark Holyoke is there. Mark, how are things in Missoula? Are you staying warm?
I am. I'm indoors and staying warm. But, you know, it's really not that bad out. 20s, 30s isn't bad. It's just how it is this time of year. We all know that since we live here. So it's all good.
Yep. There you go. Yeah. And you know what? I would take that over a Texas summer any day. I promise you.
Me too. And my wife's from Texas.
Oh, okay. Okay. So yeah. You've been down here to visit the in-laws and you've experienced firsthand then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. A number of times.
Hey, you guys have your annual get-together in Las Vegas underway now, and this happens, coincides with the National Finals Rodeo every year in Las Vegas. It's the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Hunter and Outdoor Christmas Expo. Been doing this several years now, runs through the 14th, and for folks that are planning a little time in Vegas, we certainly want them to drop by the expo and check it out.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, there's just a lot to see, and there's a lot of great reasons to go. Cowboy Christmas has long been a staple in conjunction with the NFR, and we've been involved for, 6 years or so, something like that, and it's been really great. We're located in the Las Vegas Convention Center in the South Halls, so Cowboy Christmas is downstairs, and we're upstairs, and folks go up and down all over the place. Admission is free to the expo, and people can go in and, you know, just if you enjoy the Western lifestyle and all those things that that type of living has to offer, then you'll love this. Particularly when it comes to our expo upstairs, we've got anything and everything that's associated with hunting and the outdoors, and outfitters and guides and firearms and optics and, you know, things you can drive and things you can look at. There's some interactive events and just lots of activity going on. So it's a great time.
Yeah, it's a great bonus. If you're there for the National Finals Rodeo, don't forget to go over and check out the Halls and the Cowboy Christmas. That's a natural fit. I'm not saying that all elk hunters are cowboys or rodeo fans, but that is a natural fit for the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation.
It really is. It really is. You know, and it's not just for people from the West either, the Western lifestyle. We have people that come from all over the country, and you know, people who live or either in that location or away from the city. You know, they love to spend time out there in the woods, on the hills, the lakes and streams, and all those sorts of things. And so it's really great. And if you do enjoy rodeo, another reason to go up to the expo floor is we have the Wrangler Rodeo Arena there in its entirety. So we're talking the Junior World Finals, just under 1,000 young cowboys and cowgirls, and they compete in all the events that the big cowboys and cowgirls compete in as well. And those little cowboys and cowgirls, they're something else. They're pretty inspirational. I had a chance to catch them a couple of years ago. And so that's going on as well. There's some other interactive events. We've got an archery experience set up through our friends at Mountain Ops. The RMEF Great Elk Tour is there, and that's an oversized trailer that's got some really impressive elk mounts in it, and you can learn a bit about elk and elk hunting and conservation, all those sorts of things. So there's just so much to do and so much to see. And, you know, if you haven't put in your list to Santa yet, you can get a lot of ideas going there.
Yeah, you can. 9 until 5 daily, and that runs through December 14th. So from this broadcast, you'll have another full week if you're going to the national finals. Make sure you visit with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. You guys did something new last year at RMEF, which was your mountain festival and concerts, and it turned out to be a huge success in Utah. Are you thinking about doing that again?
We will. We are heading back to Park City, Utah. You know, it's funny. We're an organization that's based on the outdoors, and our critter, the elk, the majestic elk, of course, lives outdoors. And we've had for years a number of gatherings and events at our national convention, which we call Elk Camp, that have been indoors, and that's great. Sometimes we need to be out of the elements. But last year we focused a lot on being outside, and we thought, where can we go to do that? And we ended up in Park City, Utah, high up in the elevation, in the Wasatch Mountains. It's a beautiful location. People that ski may know about that, or if you watched the Olympics in Salt Lake City several years ago, those skiing events, a number of them took place in Park City, Utah. It's just a beautiful location. And so we moved a lot of our events outside under the stars. We had 75, 80, 100 vendors that were there. You could walk around and look and see and shop. And we also had an experience for people to go if you like to shoot a bow and an arrow. They could go up, get on the chairlifts and go up, and we had 6 different courses up there of 3D targets. And so you could go, and it's not a matter of, you know, it's not like a golf course where, like, you walk off of a green and you immediately are on the tee box. It's not set up like that. You go shoot at a target, and then you hike to the next one. You could hike through the woods or up over the hills or on a ridge line. And so these are lengthy courses that are designed to get your lungs pumping and to test your accuracy. It's not a competition. It's just an experience where you can go out there and hang with friends, take your bows, and do the best that you can. So that was just a sliver of some of the activities we had, but it just turned out to be just a great time.
Yeah, it sounds like a great time. And if I remember correctly, that's a summertime event.
It is. It is. And we're on schedule this summer, July 11th through the 14th. We'll be back in Park City. Elk Camp itself, that is the portion of the event of our national convention that is focused for our members, and so you do need to be a member to attend that. But the Mountain Festival is for everyone who would like to go and take part in those activities. And so there's a lot of crossover back and forth. There's some raffles and some auction items, and we had some great entertainment last year. Interesting. Craig Morgan, he's a longtime supporter of RMEF. He was in concert on his tour, I can't remember, I want to say in Pennsylvania, back in the East. And we reached out to him several months beforehand and said, hey, we have this event. It's a first-timer. It's out in Utah. What do you think? He says, yeah, I'm there. So he performs one night in Pennsylvania, flies clear out to Utah to cap off our event, and the next night he's back in New York. So that speaks to him and the kind of person that he is and the dedication that he has and what he thinks about RMEF and the outdoors and the hunting lifestyle. But that's the kind of energy that we had going. And there were several other performers as well. We unveiled some new elk hunting films and some of the other endeavors that we're involved in. So just a lot to do and to see and to enjoy. And if you've not had the opportunity to be up in northern Utah, in the mountains around Park City, this is a great excuse to give us a visit.
Hi, this is Laura Nealon from Field & Stream. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
On your way out west, make a stop at Teske's Outdoors just west of Weatherford on the south side of Interstate 20. I'm Randy Jackson reminding you that you need it, we've got it at Teske's Outdoors with more than 12,000 square feet of blinds, gear, feeders, guns, camo, ammo, and you can get your hunting and fishing license at Teske's Outdoors. It's time for a new gun, and with over 1,000 new and used guns, it's impossible to not find what you need. We have Weatherby, Browning, Winchester, Benelli, Cooper, Christensen Arms, Colt, Kimber, Sig, and many more.
By now, you or the deer hunter in your life has sat and shivered in that old see-through deer blind enough to know that it's time for a new one. Teske's Outdoors on the south side of I-20 just west of Weatherford, Texas has them, and they'll fit in Santa's sleigh. So will warm winter hunting gear and a new rifle or shotgun. Teske's Outdoors, 817-599-3400, and right there on your way to hunt West Texas.
Let's talk about that sweaty backside. You've got it, or know someone who does. Do yourself, that friend or relative a favor this Christmas, and give them a pair of Swamp Bud underwear. Swamp Bud underwear evaporates sweat faster than any other. And now, through December 31st, 2019, all camouflage Swamp Bud underwear is 30% off regular price. It's only available from the website swampbud.com. Swamp Bud underwear is made here in the U.S. for hot people like you.
At Marksman Firearms, we're as fired up about hunting season as you are. We've got everything you need, from guns and ammo to accessories and specialized gear. Visit any of our Marksman stores, Granbury, Mansfield, Killeen, or Wichita Falls. And for more info, go to MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman. If you need guns, ammo, accessories, or quality gunsmithing, the only place to go is Marksman Firearms. As I travel the nation on great hunting and fishing adventures, I find true treasures along the trail. Places that are a must stop every time we pass through. One of those places is the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store in Goodnight, Texas. This is the only place on earth that features all things buffalo. Historical artwork featuring the West and, of course, the bison. Jewelry collections from Santa Fe's Turquoise Moon, Native Bay, and many more. Handmade Damascus steel knives, including the newly designed steak knife collection. On my most recent stop at Buffalo Gold in the Texas Panhandle, I bought an extremely comfortable pair of buffalo hide boots and another pair of buffalo wool socks. The socks, hats, gloves, and beanies are the softest and warmest that I've ever owned, and trust me, I've been through them all. Usable and unique. The Buffalo Gold Herdware Store is on Highway 287, just 40 miles southeast of Amarillo. A short drive and worth the trip from Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Colorado. And for folks further away, shop them online at buffalogold.net.
Do you love to feel the thump? Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here, presenting the all-new Wally Marshall Pro Series and Speed Shooter Rods by Lewes. For more than two decades, I've been designing the best crappie rods on the planet. The Wally Marshall Pro Series crappie rods are built with IM8 blanks, cork handles, stainless steel guides, fast tip, and plenty of backbone. Great for vertical jigging, casting, and trolling for crappie. New for 2020, Wally Marshall Pro Series Rear Seat Crappie Rods by Lewes comes in 10-foot and 11-foot, designed for the crappie fanatics that love to feel the thump in heavy cover. Hey, my favorite technique is shooting docks. Wally Marshall Speed Shooters are designed with an IM8 blank, AVA foam handles, and airwave guides for the perfect shot every time. Speed Shooters come in 5'6" for tight docks, up to 7-foot to get the longest shot. Man, do I love the 7-footer. Hey, be sure to check out all my crappie rods and reels at Lewes.com or MrCrappie.com.
You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, We've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. NASTRA sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his NASTRA championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and NASTRA's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you.
From the rough brush of South Texas to the thick bush of South Africa, it's Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
It's the greatest conservation show on earth. By the way, hunting is conservation. I'll see you at the DSC Convention and Expo, Heritage, January 9 through 12 in Dallas. BigGame.org.
You know, I need to give my buddy Woody Woods up there on Rainy Lake, Minnesota, a call. I'm sure that they're probably really close to starting their ice fishing, their winter fishing up there, waiting for that water to get good and hard. Woody says he always sends the fat guy out first to make sure it's safe and sound for you and me to traverse out onto the lake. We'll check in with him in the next week or two. Right now, I want to continue my conversation I was having with Mark Holyoke with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation back before the break. Mark, thanks for hanging on. Welcome back to the show. I've hunted out of Lewistown, Montana, many, many years. And one particular year, we took a different route, and we were coming up through Missoula, coming in from the backside to go to Lewistown, Montana. And passing through Missoula, I said, you know what? I want to stop at the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation and take a look. I've heard so many good things about the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation headquarters building, and I want to stop and just take a look. It's Sunday afternoon. I'm sure it's locked up. We can't get in, but I want to go. I went, and to my amazement, Mark, the place was open, and it's open 7 days a week, and it was so fabulous, so fascinating, that not only did I spend the afternoon there, but spent the night and went back the next day and hung out again. Absolutely beautiful, Mark.
It is. You know, we're just a quarter mile off the interstate, too. We're not very far from the airport. It's easy to get to. You can come in, and there's some interactive displays, and you can pick up antlers and feel fur and look at the diorama. You can sit down and watch some short videos or longer movies. We've got a visitor center that reaches out to all sorts of folks. It's highly popular with school children. During the school year, we just have buses and buses that are out here, and the kids pour in. And we also have a gift shop, you know, if you want to get some, you know, RMEF gear or some other gifts as well. So just a lot to offer there. It is a beautiful place, and I need to preface that by saying when you look back on our founding 35 years ago, we were in a double-wide trailer in the middle of a field in northwest Montana near nothing. So we've come a long way to where we are today.
Yes, you have. Hey, before I let you go, Mark, tell me about your personal hunting experiences this fall. Have you had an opportunity to get out and chase some elk a little bit?
I have. You know, I have had the strangest happenings this fall. It's been really, well, strange. The first time I went out, there were two dogs that ran up to us. We're up in the mountains. Now, granted, people live in the mountains, and we knew there were houses, you know, somewhere nearby. So these dogs come up, and we're actually after deer. And so we shoo them away, and then this Springer Spaniel comes up to us 10 minutes later, and I kid you not, with a deer leg in its mouth. And we're like, okay. So the next time I go out, I go in a different place. We've hiked 4 miles in the mountain, and the animal that's followed us this time is someone's cat, a cat. And this is a remote place. So it's been really weird. We did go out last weekend, my son and I again. We were looking for deer, elk, and we actually saw some elk. It was up on a bald facing knob, and we shot up the mountain and put about 1,200 feet in elevation on the bottom of our boots and shot up in the snow and got up there and smelled them and tracked them, but we just could not catch up with them. And that's the way elk hunting goes. So, but it was a great day. It was a beautiful snowy day. We were up to watch the sun come up, and we got home in the middle of the afternoon, and my son went to bed before 7 o'clock. He was still tired. It was just one of those kind of days that was just speaks to the enjoyment of hunting, of being out, being together, enjoying nature, seeing animals. And I guess I should throw in that on the way down the track down back toward the truck, he did have the opportunity, and he did take a small whitetail buck, which is great because him and his wife are expecting their first, and so they're going to have a freezer full of meat. So that's a great thing.
Well, hey, congratulations on that new grandbaby coming up, and on another terrific day outside with your family. And you're right, it's the experience. The meat in the freezer is a bonus, Mark.
Hey, it is.
Cowboy Christmas runs through the 14th in Las Vegas, coinciding with the National Finals Rodeo. Mark Holyoke with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Thanks for your time.
Hey, anytime. Thanks, Billy.
Now I want to rejoin another conversation I'm in the middle of. This time it's Major League Fishing's Kelly Jordan. Kelly, welcome back to the show.
Hey, we talked about the move to Grand Lake, Oklahoma for Stage 5, and that's because of a brand new event next year in 2020 with Major League Fishing. It's called the Heavy Hitters Event, and I like this idea. It's kind of a five-fish tournament within the first stages of the year, I guess. The big fish from each angler's tournament, the big fish weighed in those first tournaments, compiles a five-fish limit, and the heaviest bag of five after those tournaments qualifies you for the Heavy Hitters. They'll take the top 30 anglers from the 80-angler Bass Pro Tour field to fish the Kissimmee chain, and that is going to take place. That'll be in May, 16 through 20. Did I explain that properly?
Yeah, it's your biggest five fish for the first, it's your biggest fish from the first five events, which makes a five fish cumulative weight, if you say. So whatever that number is, you take your biggest fish from each event that you compete in the first five, and then that weight will be your measure, and the top 30 out of 80 guys will fish that Heavy Hitters event on the Toho and on the Kissimmee chain there on Lake Toho, Orlando area, and that is going to be a lights out. It's going to be like a heavyweight fight event. Big fish are going to be a premium. I think there's a tremendously huge award for the biggest fish caught every day, and then the way that the format is going to be, it's just driven toward being competitive with big fish. And we think, and the intel tells us, I have never fished the Kissimmee chain in May, but the word that I have been told is that is the time to catch those big ones on the Kissimmee chains better than any other time of the year. The big ones are post-spawn. They're hungry. They're feeding. The same thing happens on my home lake, Lake Fork, in May. That is my opinion. That's the best time to catch the most big ones of the entire year there as well. So I heard that the Kissimmee chain is similar. So I can't wait to find out personally, and that means I better catch a really big one each of the first five events to have my shot at it. But I can't imagine what's going to be caught in that event, because I think there's going to be some huge fish caught in that and some tremendous weights. It's a kind of a standalone event that's really cool. We have the capability to make an extra event happen like that this year, so we're very excited about it. And like I said, I think it'll be one for the history books. I mean, there is going to be some huge fish caught in that thing.
Yeah, and big paydays, nearly $750,000 payout at that event. The winner picks up $100,000, and then daily bonuses, like you were talking about, for big bass. Day one, $25,000. Day two, $25,000. $50,000 on day three and day four. Day five, championship round, $100,000 for big fish. It's going to be a giant tournament, and it's going to make you think about your strategy in those first five events a little bit. If you've got a lead that you feel comfortable with, you might change your tactics and just go target giant fish.
Well, I mean, that's one of the thinkings, one of the lines of thinking for qualifying for that, because it is going to be such a huge event, and guys are going to be very aware of that. I've talked to several anglers about that. We, you know, of course, we talk about events, the way this stuff's going to work out, and I've had a couple say, hey, man, just like what you're saying, but if they find themselves on the opposite end of the spectrum, way out of contention, no way to the top, they said, that's when I'm pulling out the biggest swim bait of my boat, and I'm going headhunting.
Yeah. KJ, hang on. We've got a few more lakes to cover for the 2020 Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour, but we're going to have to do that after I make a run to the coffee pot.
Hey, everybody, it's Forrest Wood. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Billy, can you believe they've named that baseball team after my boat?
Look on the deck of a Bass Pro's boat. You'll see them there. Look again in the showroom at Southwestern Parts in Dallas. You'll see them there, too. The Shimano Curado DC and SLX DC casting reels with digital control. DC, or digital control braking, reduces thumbing while drastically increasing casting distance. A digital microchip is embedded inside the spool to minimize backlash and take the learning curve out of a bait cast reel for beginners while providing a competitive edge to hardcore bass anglers. Grab a Shimano Curado. Step up on the deck with confidence and let your lure fly. A long, long, long way. Curado DC, $249.99. SLX DC, $189.99. The Endless Smile, free. Hold Shimano Curado in your hand at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas, the world's most trusted reel repair shop with the most complete parts inventory on the planet. When you serve up that white-tailed deer to your friends and family, I promise you, they're going to think you're feeding them beef if you had that animal processed at Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing.
We know what to take away from the deer to make it the very best, and that meaning get rid of all the blood that's on it, all the fat that's on it, and it's hard to season raw meat, and that's what we're really, really good at. Our bacon-wrapped fillets are probably the greatest thing that's ever happened to a wild game piece of meat that's out there, and it doesn't matter what it is. You could serve it to anybody and they'll say, wow, that's a great fillet, but it's wild game. Because the way we season them, and then we cry vac them, vacuum seal them, and then let them sit, and then we put them in the freezer. So the spices get to work on the meat for a little bit. If you'll cook them just like a regular fillet, you know, like medium rare or rare, it's perfect. I mean, you can't tell the difference.
CCR, wildgameprocessing.com.
The Dallas Ecological Foundation is now the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, or OTF. Hi, I'm Scott McClure with the OTF, and I wanted to let you know that aside from the name change, we are the same organization, a 501c3, doing the same important work for the future of American youth in the hunting, fishing, and shooting sports. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is the wheel that keeps outdoor adventures moving in our schools. Outdoor Adventures is in hundreds of schools across America, teaching kids in junior highs and high schools great things like archery, boating safety, camping, and hunting. It's a legitimate part of the school curriculum. Outdoor Adventures is a PE course for kids that just don't have an interest in school or athletics or team sports. They're not involved. The life lessons learned and the lives that light up when learning these outdoor skills are real, and the stories are fantastic. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is opening new insights to youth through public schools. If you'd like to donate or see Outdoor Adventures in your local school, the first step is to visit our website, DallasEcologicalFoundation.org.
National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament.
Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read the tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, the tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
We screened that porch in just for you. Glad you enjoy it. You're in camp with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club.
Three buses loaded with kids and parents roll down the highway just like thousands before them have done, all at the invite of the DSC to learn the legacy of the outdoors. Be a part of this at biggame.org.
Our website here at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors Radio is bbkoradio.com. bbkoradio.com. And the phone number here in the camp house, 1-877-820-2256. 1-877-820-BBKO. There's already been a change to the newly released Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour 2020 schedule. Stage 5 was to be at Kissimmee in Florida. It is now going to be at Grand Lake, Oklahoma, which I'm sure makes Edwin Evers happy. He won a Bassmasters Classic up there. And, of course, KJ, Kelly Jordan, you're no stranger to Grand.
Well, and it's Jason Christie's home lake. Grand Lake is one of the finest fisheries in America. It always has been. Traveling as much as I have over my, career bass fishing coast to coast, seeing all these different fisheries, there are several that stand out that are out of what you would call maybe the deep south for just fantastic fishing and really big fish. And the biggest two on that list forever was Kentucky Lake and Grand Lake, Oklahoma. So going there in the end of April, they ought to be, if they're not spawning, they'll be right there close. All the big fish in that lake, and they're all northern strain as far as I know, but there are lots of 5 to 7 pounders, even a few 8 or 9 or 10 pounders in there. We ought to hit that top dead center. And like you said, the locals are loving it, but it's the kind of lake where it really, it's so good that if a pro gets on a roll and gets them really patterned and really dialed in, they're gonna come away with the trophy. Yeah, I think I don't know anybody that doesn't look forward to going to Grand Lake, Oklahoma. That's how good a fishery is.
Yeah, and speaking of looking forward to and bucket list places, beginning in June, the Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour turns its attention to giant smallmouth bass. You're headed north. First, it'll be June 5 through 10, Lake Winnebago, Lake Butte de Mortz, if I said that right, I don't know, Green Lake, Neha, Wisconsin. Have you been up there, spent a little time up in that neck of the woods?
Well, we had an event. It was our last regular season event this past season, and that was in August, I believe. So this will be a different time of year. It ought to be, still be pretty cool up there. It'll be more of a springtime tournament, even though it's in June. I think those fish up there spawn in June and July. It'll be a different kind of fishery. And what's interesting, you'd think it's more of a smallmouth place, but when we were there August, largemouth were the big players, except for the finals, when the final was on that other lake. And that was a smallmouth lake, which you would expect to have in Wisconsin. But Lake Winnebago, this time when we're going in June, I've heard there's big smallmouth in there. I'm sure there are. Maybe they'll be there, so it'll be a different kind of fishery, and I expect the smallmouth to probably play a lot bigger role when we're on Winnebago. But it is chock full of 2 to 4 pound fish. It's crazy. If you get on them, you can just catch them one after another. It's awesome, which you would expect in those northern fisheries.
Anytime you're talking about giant smallmouth, the St. Lawrence River has to come into that conversation. Ogdensburg, New York, Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour is going to be there June 26th through July 1st. I've never been there, Kelly. I want to go one of these days. It's a phenomenal fishery, isn't it?
Well, that as far as a place to go fishing in America, it's for a bucket list place to me, that would be it. It is absolutely a fantastic fishery. And it's a beautiful setting. That St. Lawrence River, which is flowing out of Lake Ontario, and actually is flowing northeast toward Newfoundland, I guess, and up in Canada, Quebec. But it's a massive river, a tremendous amount of water flow, a lot of deep water, a lot of shallow water, a lot of jagged rocks everywhere. It's, you know, Thousand Islands, that's the area. That's also where your favorite salad dressing came from, Bill, by the way, Thousand Islands. It was created in Clayton, New York. That's a little tidbit on the history. But
there you go.
Thousands of islands. Some of them have castles on them. Some of them have little camps on them. So while you're fishing, you see this little island, and somebody has a little house on a little dock, and you're thinking, man, I think I saw that in Norman Rockwell painting one time. That's where I want to spend my summers. The smallmouth, I think it has the biggest smallmouth that are available to be caught now. I mean, it's 5 and 6 pounders. Pretty much, you better have quite a few of those in your day's catch to do well. I mean, 5 and 6 pound smallmouths are just tremendously huge. It also has I think a lot of the salmon and trout that stuff as well. And I know it has, you know, great walleye fishing, and it also has gigantic muskie. And how I know this, I hooked them one time. I thought it was a log, and I threw a chatterbait by it, and then the log swam off with my chatterbait, and I held on to it. I said, oh, my gosh, that's a fish that's bigger than my leg. And then the line parted. But it is fantastic. It has lots of grass, and it also has a lot of largemouth.
Yeah, it does, so, surprisingly. People always end up watching tournaments, yeah.
It is. The largemouth don't really they're not as big as the smallmouth. They don't eat the gobies. The gobies is that, you know, the gobies that have taken over the north. They're popcorn for smallmouth. I don't think the largemouth really key on them as much to eat, and I think that's why they're not as big as the smallmouth. But there's a lot of largemouth there, and it's hard to say with no limits in the way we fish. I mean, the last time we were there in a tournament, I had a 5-fish limit that was a little over 20 pounds, and I had 2 smallmouth and 3 largemouth.
Wow.
And
yeah.
Of course, me being a Texas boy, I like largemouth a lot. So it's going to be interesting to me. I think I might have a chance fishing for largemouth. And, let me tell you what, if I can catch a lot of largemouth with a flipping stick in my hand with braided line and punching matted grass and throwing a frog, I'll be tickled to death.
There you go. Listen, when you're up on the St. Lawrence, catch, weigh, and release all of those bass, turn them loose, but throw your walleye in the well for me, if you would. Just hang on to those. I'll grab them from you.
Well, I'd love to bring you some, Bill, but they usually disappear in the cabin I'm staying in the skillet.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
I mean, talk about a shore lunch.
After the St. Lawrence River, you guys move it up to Lake Champlain, historic, famous, big smallmouth, Burlington, Vermont.
Once again, just one of those, you know, fabled northern fisheries. It's a beautiful area. You know, it's just, it's another place that is just picturesque, as you can imagine. It's also a treat to be in those northern areas in the summertime because it is spring. The spring up there is like, I mean, the summer up there is like the best part of our spring here in the south. So it's awesome to be there. Up there, it's a very diverse fishery. It has a lot of smallmouth, a lot of largemouth. It has big smallmouth and big largemouth. It's really it's a toss-up usually in tournaments, which one is going to be the winning deal. Is it going to be largemouth or is it going to be smallmouth? So that keeps you on your toes and keeps you guessing. And again, it's like the St. Lawrence River. It is a tremendously humongous fishery. You can run like 80 miles if you want to. And if you do run 80 miles, you better be prepared to pay the price, because if that wind gets up, just big water. So it's one of those places that is really awesome, and you can make huge gambles and huge runs, and you can also come in with your back hurt pretty bad. But the fishing is fantastic.
Can't wait to watch it. Looking forward to it. KJ, Kelly Jordan from Major League Fishing, thank you so much. All out of time. Want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the time we've had together and invite you back to this old camp house next time around. Till then, may God bless you and your bunch.